A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am producer Chris. In January 2009, Washington DC was on tenterhooks as a momentous milestone approached. That's right, President Obama was on his way to save mankind. Andy and John could hardly contain themselves. It's Bugle issue 59, why Obama's inauguration will be more like the Rio Carnival.
Top story this week and presidency countdown. January the 20th is fast approaching, Andy. Actually, I'll say that, but it's in fact approaching exactly as fast as it's always approached and always will approach, no quicker, no slower. And in this standard procession of time towards the 20th of January, Washington DC is preparing itself for what could be the biggest street party in the world. It's going to be like the carnival in Rio de Janeiro, except in sub-zero temperatures, so with almost no feathers and significantly less body-painted bikinis.
I've heard that's what Barbara Bush is going to be wearing.
Stop it! What an absolutely horrifying image to place at the start of the Bugle, well, Andy.
I didn't say that was all she was going to be wearing.
Why? What is she going to accessorise that with, Andy?
A Wonder Woman cape.
Okay, so I was in DC, as I say, just after the new year, Andy, and I can tell you that their preparation is largely taking the form of the city putting up some crowd barriers and gradually coming to the realisation that its infrastructure cannot possibly handle the amount of people that are going to turn up.
Presumably, John, there are, taking the whole world into account, probably about 6.5 billion people who'd quite like to be there to bid George W. Bush farewell.
Yeah, so that's what the mayor of DC has now even started to advise people to stay at home unless they don't mind, and I quote, standing in freezing temperatures for many hours in the close proximity of strangers. That is quite a party invite. Can I get a plus one for that, mayor? I am actually going to be attending the inauguration, Andy. Not as a guest, but as an irritant.
Aren't you the warm-up man?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the hype man at the start. Wave your hands in the air, DC. Wave them like you do care a bit. I'll be doing something for the show there, so I'll be ruining the experience for anyone unfortunate enough to be near me. And it should be a spectacular experience.
That's what you've always done best, John.
Listen, find something you love and then do it for the rest of your life. That's my advice to the kids. They will be spending an estimated $40 million on the celebrations, and what better economic time to be doing that? It's going to be less an inauguration and more like an episode of MTV's Sweet 16. Obama is even getting Aretha Franklin to sing for him and gets a flashy car at the end of it.
I've not seen Sweet 16, John. I mean, clearly you're much more of an aficionado of that show than me.
It's basically morally reprehensible children of millionaires having the kind of parties that really foreshadowed the end of ancient Rome.
All right. Because we've got, it's Matilda's second birthday. Happy birthday, love. And we're having a second birthday party for her. But you don't think there's anything I could learn from watching Sweet 16 as to how to throw a party for her? Because, you know, I'm in showbiz, John.
Yeah,
you, as you proved should, you by should... the fact that I'm talking to you now.
You should get Lil Wayne to sing Happy Birthday for it, and then buy a Hummer. If I've learned nothing else from this country, and I haven't, then it's that.
Right, OK. When you come to inauguration, the key is to not to die as a result of the inauguration, as happened to William
Henry Harrison.
William
That's
Henry
right.
Harrison, who ninth president, who in 1841, on a freezing cold day, decided to break the world record for the longest US inauguration speech ever. Mm. At a soundbite-defying 8,444 words, taking almost two whole US hours. He also broke the world record for the longest inauguration speech given whilst not wearing an overcoat on a freezing cold day, before going on a parade while still not wearing an overcoat on a freezing cold day. After thawing out for a couple of weeks, Harrison then went down with a cold, and went down hard. As hard as it's possible to go down with a cold, he died. And then broke another world record, the shortest presidential term, at 31 yep. days. Which doesn't sound a lot, John, but before you scoff, how many days have you ever been president for?
It's got to be a maximum of four.
Yeah, so that's 1-0 to Billy H. Harrison, John.
Yeah.
And I don't think any Bugle listener can beat him, unless you are one of the 42 other cats who've sat on the American presidential toilet. So, in summary, and ignoring the fact that Harrison probably didn't actually die as a result of the inauguration, but from a buggy picked up later, keep your speech tight, bang, 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 look like you mean it, and don't get your wanger out. Simple.
All the presidents, in fact, gathered together for lunch at the White House this week. Sorry, not all of them. Not all of them. All the living presidents. Well, otherwise, that would have been a fairly unappetising lunch.
Well, they sent out, invitations. Only three of them bothered replying: Carter, Bush Senior, and Clinton. Some people get in a position of power, goes to their head, they get cocky, and they forget their manners.
Yeah, no netiquette from their evites. They gather together to offer Obama advice, presumably on things like the Middle East and on how to get the White House boiler to work if it starts playing up in the winter. And the current commander-in-chief really looked like a man who was really looking forward to not being president anymore.
Yes, the Obamas officially moved to Washington last Monday after a two-week holiday in Hawaii. The island was so named, in fact, after the noise made by ace British explorer James Cook when he became the first European to discover it, when he landed on the beach and trod on a scorpion. bit of history for you. Hawaii! I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at that lunch, John. I'd have loved, well, I mean, what a lunch. Well, probably not a fly on the wall, as then, as a fly, I would have lacked the capacity to understand what those people were saying to each other, trying to avoid being swatted with a rolled-up copy of Baseball Monthly by the president, who regards flies as un-American, before finally being thwacked, falling unconscious to the Oval Office carpet, being scrunched into it by a presidential brogue, whilst Obama said, "Hey, treat yourself, grind it right in, this is coming up next week," before someone else said, "Hey, that's not the only time a fly has come down in here, is it, Bill?" Bill, come on, we can all laugh about it now.
It must be strange and not a little awkward for them to stand there together in the Oval Office, especially with Bill Clinton standing there too, because there's a big elephant in the room there, Andy, and that elephant being ejaculated semen. It must be hard to work in an office which hosted the most famous blowjob in human history. Tricky to focus. I'd have thought you'd be too busy scrubbing things clean, like Lady Macbeth.
They also had the traditional presidential game of Twister. Obama won quite comfortably. Jimmy Carter, not quite what he was as a Twister player, although Clinton can still pull a few moves. I would imagine they did spend most of their time sitting around awkwardly, tapping their fingers on the table, looking at George W. Bush, and just going, ooh. Of course, the oath is really the key part of the inauguration. Yep. That's the one that he really doesn't want to screw up and accidentally reveal himself to be an Islamic extremist, as suggested by the conservative media. Well, that would be the worst time for him to do that. Yeah, he's an inspirational figure, Obama, and I'm hoping this will lead to a great age in oath writing. Because I don't think I make enough oaths, and I've decided to make more oaths. In fact, I made one this morning where I said, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of coffee maker and bread toaster of this breakfast, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend, and eat my bacon sandwich." So help me, me.
Hear more of our shows, buy our Dancy Lagarde book, and donate at thebuglepodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.